And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Matthew Turner. He runs Sitka Community Schools, here to tell us about what's going on with the program and what the future might look like. Welcome to Morning Edition, Matthew.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, let's talk about programs.
Okay.
Well, let's start out by talking about Sitka Community Schools and what the mission of that organization or
That's a quiz.
Is. Let's define it.
Well, the mission in a nutshell is to provide affordable opportunities for recreation for the community. That's been a mission for, it's hard to know when community schools existed. There's many different origin stories, but, you know, certainly for the last 25 years, that's been the case. A year and a half ago, the school board realized that they could no longer afford to run community schools as part of the school district, and essentially made the recreation part of what was then community schools a separate entity, and then I got a contract to run it. And so there's been it's like I got a startup opportunity with a 25 year history. Which has just been a fascinating journey to and a privilege to be a part of helping shape that for today and tomorrow.
Well, the program runs out of Blatchley Middle School, and there are a whole variety of activities that are available for adults and children. Can you run down what's open and available
Sure.
now?
Sure. Well, yes, and right now is probably the busiest part of the season. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this week, probably we'll see more young people and adults moving through community schools than any other part of the year. We have so many things going on. We're wrapping up City League basketball, which is the adult basketball. We're just starting Youth League basketball. That's going to involve about 200 young people from kindergarten to eighth grade. And it's just Saturdays are just a blast. They play games on Saturdays, and it's just it's so much fun. Also, starting while Tsunami Wrestling is its own club, they access the gym space through community schools, and so that's another. It's hard to count because they don't stand still, but lots of young people moving in to begin wrestling. And let's see, we've also got wood shop happening, and we've got a sailing class coming up that we offered last year that filled out immediately, because you only put so many people on the boat, but you spend a little time with Captain Blaine learning the ropes, literally and figuratively, and then you get to go out on his boat for the day. So we have some things like that as well. I think that might cover.
There's also youth roller derby.
Oh, yes.
Which is a new and exciting program.
Right. It's not happening right now, but we've pretty soon, probably in March, we'll start another youth roller derby season. That's one of the new programs that in partnership with the Sitka Sound Slayers, we were able to start. And that's just, it's been such a kick to do. Youth roller derby, a little different than some other activities, I think. Maybe in that it's co-ed, and really any kind, it affords an opportunity for kids of all shapes and sizes to be part of a sport. And while there's a coach, Bevolution, who's kind of the lead coach, so many of the Sitka Sound Slayers are there to help, that it's really like you've got just this whole pack, this whole tribe of coaches who are there and kind of each take some ducklings under their wing and to get them on the floor. And it's just like any sport. I mean, there's so much character development there, but you know, you can really literally see kids getting knocked down, kind of holding back some tears maybe, and then knowing that they need to get up and keep going. And if that's not the life lesson, I don't know what is. Mm-hmm. So it's a fun thing to watch.
How can people find out more about the offerings?
Well, I do my best to keep current posters up on outside my office in Blatchley, and then of course online, which is where I'm trying to do a lot of my business. So at SitkaCommunitySchools.com, you can see what we've got going on, and often register for things that are coming up.
And if someone has an idea for a class.
Oh, we love that.
What can they do? How do they do that?
Yeah, talk to me. Especially classes, because that's where there's room to grow with community schools for sure. I could have four more gyms and they'd be filled right now just with basketball and current activities. But classrooms we have open. There's on that website, there's an email you can reach out to me or catch me when I'm in Blatchley, and I'd love to talk about things like that.
Okay, great. Well, your contract's coming up in June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dun-da-da.
What does the future look like for community schools?
What does the future look like? Well, I think that is the answer to that comes from a public conversation about, how this run was and what people like about it, what they'd like to see changed. The key is that at least the way I understand how this works is that it's going to require some outside funding. I was hoping that there was a way, with the fees that we charge, that it could kind of operate sustainably. But now that I understand the finances, I don't see a way to offer this as an affordable recreation opportunity to the community without some subsidy from the city. Currently, that is to the tune of $100,000 a year, which $25,000 of that right off the top is insurance. Because of course we've got a lot of we want to make sure that everybody's safe and covered. So that's a big piece of it. So, there could be other ways that it works, but the important thing is that, we've got a budget cycle coming up from the city, and if community schools is to continue, we need to decide how important that is and how it's funded for the future.
So imagine that funding all worked out. It's great. It's covered. You got it.
Ta-da. Thank
you. What would you love to see? What kind of programs would you love to see?
Well, I think where there's a big opportunity for serving the community is in the summer with summer recreation programs, and I can see that happening in two ways. One is, when I grew up, my mom dropped me off at the YMCA in the summer, and it was, it wasn't based on what activities. You just went to the Y and you could either be there for a whole or a half day and Monday through Friday. And that was that. I'd love to see a program that kind of simplifies for parents who need a place for their kids to go while they're still working, that's affordable. I'd love to be able to develop something like that. And whether it's standalone or whether it incorporates and partners with other organizations out there that are running summer programs, I don't have the answer to it, but again, that's another long conversation, but one that I can't start unless we know that community schools will be open in the summertime. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see kind of a one-stop shop for that's affordable for families who need to work and need a place for their kids.
Okay. Well, meanwhile, there are some programs that folks can get involved in.
Yes.
What's a phone number they can call if they don't check out the website or they'd rather just talk to you in person?
Well, phone number is, it's funny, 747-8670. Although, honestly, right now, I think there's something wrong with the phone. So
check out the website.
Check out the website.
Or stop down.
Yeah.
When are you in the office?
Things are really humming right now. So there's usually somebody there from 3 in the afternoon till at least 7, if not 10 o'clock in the evening. Just given the number of programs that are going on. So it's a good time to swing by and see what's going on.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Matt Turner, Sitka Community Schools.